Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Aaron Fatch is with us. Aaron's a new friend. He's the Senior Relationship Manager for Economic and Community Development for the Economic and Community Development Institute, ECDI, in the Cleveland market. It's an organization that is based out of Columbus, and their mission is to invest in people to create enduring social and economic change. Aaron, that's a big job. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great being here this morning, a beautiful morning in Cleveland.
Yeah. So, yeah, folks, I'm broadcasting live from Cleveland and in the Council of Small Enterprises offices, COSE.org. So, Aaron, you're a community developer.
Well,
Economic and community development, you're helping people become more financially literate, maybe get some small businesses started, that kind of thing?
We help people get their dreams off the ground, and that's really what we do. We invest in small businesses, both startup and existing businesses.
And when you say invest?
Well, we make microloans. We're a nonprofit, and we're out to, again, just try to help people build their success and, again, kind of live their dream and get.
But you also help them with. You also invest in their education and their business development too, don't you?
Absolutely. There's really an education and a investment side to what we do, and we get folks from all different industries who walk in and may just have an idea and who don't necessarily have a business plan started. And so, we have our relationship managers work with them right from the very first part, and we have a couple training partners. You mentioned Bad Girl Ventures.
Mm-hmm.
They are one of our training partners here in the Cleveland market, as well as the Hispanic Business Center. They both offer a program that helps people develop their ideas and to really get their business plan in order, sort of think through their thoughts, get their focus in line so that they understand what it means to run a small business. Mm-hmm. And so by the time that they end those programs, they have a very good idea of what direction they're going and are in a place to, again, start their business. And
so what would it look like when someone comes to you? What would be a classic example of what would be a classic profile of a client of yours?
Well, sure. So somebody that might come to us, we really try to categorize these folks into really three phases. We have phase one folks who, again, may just have an idea, don't necessarily have a business plan started, haven't necessarily fleshed out all their thoughts in regards to how to even run a business.
They're dreaming of being a startup.
They're dreaming. And so and then we have
I was once.
Oh,
I was a dreamer once. I still am, but I didn't have a business or all I had was the dream.
Sure,
right.
And so we have our phase twos who have that idea, but maybe have developed their plan a little bit more. Maybe have
they've come up with a recipe. They know what they want to sell. That kind of thing.
Right, and they may have started their business plan, but don't necessarily have it again. Maybe everything figured out.
Maybe they have some customers and made a few mistakes.
Absolutely.
That kind of thing.
Maybe
run through a little capital.
Sure. They might be a home-based business who has, in a sense, started baking for some mm-hmm. friends and are sort of building a client base and mm-hmm. now think that they can open a cupcake shop,
right,
for instance. And then you have those phase threes who are really have their business plan down, maybe an existing business, and maybe not, they don't need as much training or as much hand-holding mm-hmm. To sort of get to that point. So that's really our education piece up front. And again, really just trying to put all of these folks into the best position to be successful and
right.
live their dream.
Right. And so that includes education, but then the microloans. What's the smallest loan you would make?
We do loans for startup businesses anywhere between $500 and up to $50,000.
Wow. $500. That's a Grameen Bank kind of a loan, isn't
well,
it?
And maybe they just need
that's a true microloan.
Absolutely. And maybe they just need a computer or need a little bit of money to start that marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, anywhere between $500,000
and you make, is it a loan?
It is a loan. We do, again, loans for
no grants.
No grants.
Yeah. Grant died. That's what I tell people.
We do our loans run anywhere between 6 months and 5 years
mm-hmm.
at a rate between anywhere between 5.75% and 12%.
Okay.
And loans are fully amortized at the end of the term,
mm-hmm.
and there's no penalty for an early payoff. So when they get their business going and get
right.
it off the ground and,
right.
and are able to pay back the loan, and then
so it, is the loan repayment put off or is it start immediately?
It starts probably within 30 to 45 days of
yeah.
of the close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And what else? What are some other things? Do you help them graduate then to a group like Jumpstart or venture capitalist or a banker, local bank or something like that?
What I try to, our microloan program is really in place to help those folks that are currently not bankable for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely, we try to get them in a place not only where they're successful, but where they become bankable, and so that they mm-hmm. can look to expand and continue to grow their business.
Well, I was not bankable once upon a time. Mm. I remember that.
Well, and again,
I would like to have had an organization like yours
absolutely.
Available at one point in time.
Well, and the economy that we've been in the last few years,
yeah.
there are a lot of folks that, and banks just aren't making loans the way they used to, especially
right.
and we don't turn any industry away. I mean, a lot of restaurants may walk into a bank and banks just aren't necessarily
yeah.
going to help.
They're dangerous.
Right,
a restaurant's a risky loan.
Yeah, so absolutely, we're there. We help everyone, and we look at every opportunity differently. So there's really no industry that we're not willing to help.
Especially though, I like the way you're educating them. Though, I mean, if there's one thing startups need, they need financial education.
Well, here's
most
here's,
of them don't. They think that if they can balance their checkbook, they think they can run
sure.
a business, and it's not true.
Sure. Here's the other really cool thing. So not only do we do education before the loan. Our relationship managers continue to work with these folks after loans. So we don't just give them money and say good luck and we hope you pay us back.
Mm-hmm.
It's our relationship managers build a friendship with each and every client. And so not only do we have the education piece up front, but following the loan, our relationship managers continue to meet with these folks once a month for the first year, quarterly thereafter, is really a way to support them.
And this is an Ohio initiative.
It is an Ohio initiative. ECDI, sort of the background, is that it was founded in 2004 in Columbus, Ohio, by a lady named Ina Kinney, who not only wanted to invest in small businesses, but really it was about job creation. And so the Cleveland office opened in July of 2012. So we're coming up on our 1 year here
mm-hmm.
in the Cleveland market.
Good for you.
And
so you got a website?
We do. It's ecdi.org.
ecdi.org, folks. Check it out when you get a chance.
Easy.
Aaron Fatch, thanks for being here. Good job today and good job with what you're doing with these folks.
Well,
I'm proud of what you guys are, the way you're helping these folks get out of the ground. We need more of that. Your folks are the ones who are going to make America what it's going to be in the future.
It's been a lot of fun, again,
yeah.
making people's dreams come alive.
Thanks for being here. Good job.
Thank you.
Aaron Fatch, ladies and gentlemen, with ECDI.org. He'll be back. We'll get him back another day and see how they're doing. In the meantime, I want to take a quick break. Stay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.